Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Krista Joy from DisneyWays.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show in Disney News. Today, we are bringing you news from Disneyland in Anaheim, California. We've got a new interactive app to talk to you about in Disneyland Paris, and our infotainment today is our best tips for enjoying Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party in 2014. Tony's going to kick us off with some announcements first.
Coming up soon, the 27th of September at 7 p.m., we will be having a meetup in the Carol Wood Pacific Room, which is located at the Wilderness Lodge over in the DVC building. Not in the main building, but over in the DVC building. First floor lobby off to the right-hand side. There's a beautiful room called the Carol Wood Pacific Room, and that's where we will be meeting up in the lobby on the 27th at 7 p.m. Come one, come all, bring your train stuff. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to have goodie bags sponsored by Mary Morales of Mad Hatter Adventures. Now, if you're planning a Disney trip or other vacation, you want to check out facebook.com/Mary Morales Disney Travel. Mary is your travel planner at Mad Hatter Adventures. Whether you're traveling to any Disney parks destination, Disney Cruise Adventures by Disney, Alani, or any non-Disney destination for that matter, Mary can give you Gold Star Concierge Vacation Planning Service at absolutely no cost to you. Visit facebook.com/Mary Morales Disney Travel. Our thanks to the sponsor of this episode, Mary Morales of Mad Hatter Adventures. And then we want to announce that we shipped out another newsletter, right, Tony?
I think that's what came in my mailbox, yes.
Yes.
It looked like a newsletter, smelled like a newsletter, read like a newsletter. I think it was.
Yay!
Yeah. When was it? I can't remember when it was. But recently, we are all caught up on YouTube. So go to youtube.com/user/DisneyPK Podcast. And Krista put videos out there, and then we are all caught up to show 150.
Wow.
If you've been waiting for the shows to be loaded up to YouTube, they are there. We are all up to date.
Awesome.
Yeah, good times doing that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Okay, so let's start out with some more Frozen news. One day I'm not going to have to say the word Frozen. I hope it's coming soon. I'm going to remove the word Frozen and insert something like Pixar or Star Wars into my sentences. All right, so here's the latest. And I am really interested to hear what everybody has to say and think about this. Because for me, enough is enough. I understand it. It's a popular movie. Kids got to see it. Kids got to be in it. You know, I get that. But I think their intent is to put something Frozen in every park. That I believe is their intent. I believe they want something that has to do with Frozen in every park. With that in mind, they are now going to get rid of Maelstrom in Norway in the World Showcase of Epcot and replace it with a Frozen attraction. Now, there are plenty of places in Epcot where you could put an attraction. There are plenty of empty buildings doing nothing. There's the Wonders of Life building. I mean, all right, great, you use it for the Food and Wine Center. But you can certainly put that in the Odyssey, which is empty. I mean, there are tons of empty buildings in Epcot that you could put things in. There's the World Show Place. Stop catering things and put an attraction there. That's just me. That's what I think. But it's coming, folks. I don't think they gave us a date of when Maelstrom is going away. Did they give us a date, Krista?
They have not given us a date yet. They're saying construction is supposed to begin in September. but we haven't, Disney hasn't announced an official date. I think I read somewhere somebody was saying that you could no longer reserve fast passes for that attraction after like September 26th or something. So they're saying maybe it's going to be right around there somewhere.
So here's the thing. If you like the attraction and you like the Norway Pavilion the way it is now, you better head over there. Get your fill and thrill of the ride. Get your fill and thrill of pictures and take pictures of the way it is, because it's going away. They are going to completely change it. They're saying that this new attraction will take us to the fictional land of Arendelle, recreate moments and music from the movie, obviously. And the pavilion will also include an area where guests can meet, obviously, Anna and Elsa. I would not expect anything less than that. And I am sure there'll be a beautiful gift shop where you can buy all your Frozen goodies. I am sure that will not be far from the exit of that attraction. Also, to make this misery even more powerful, they're going to invade the Christmas party with some Frozen. Cinderella Castle will turn into, you know, some Frozen castle, I'm sure, in the projection show. And also Anna and Elsa and other Frozen characters will be in the parade. I got nothing else. I really don't. I love the Christmas party probably more than the Halloween party. And now they've tainted it with Frozen stuff. There it is. If you love Frozen, hey, that's great. I love Toy Story. I wish they would turn everything into a Toy Story attraction. But that doesn't happen either. I really am interested to see if anybody else is, you know, upset that Frozen is invading everything. I will say this. We were talking about Frozen, and somebody said, well, how will they fit it into the Animal Kingdom? And a friend of the show, Park Hopper John, said that Expedition Everest would be a great place to turn it into, like, a Frozen mountain. You already have a Frozen Yeti in there. You know, you can make him into a Frozen Abominable Snowman, which was in the movie. The scene is already set. You know, construction walls are already up there at Animal Kingdom. The Yeti's broken. Now's your chance. If you see it turning into a Frozen attraction, you'll know why. Park Hopper John said it first. Okay. In other news, this is not even news. In other rumors, there's rumors going around that there is some type of construction possibly happening over where, was it, Frozen's Wandering Oaken?
Oaken's Wandering Trading Post?
Yes, exactly, that thing. In Stage 1, which they call Soundstage 1, there's possibly some rumors going around there that they may extend the Toy Story attraction to have another track, possibly just for the Fast Pass line. So this would keep kind of the queue moving. You know, you wouldn't have to stop and then switch and load Fast Pass people, and then stop and then load queue line people, stop and then switch over and do. This way, it would just keep a constant flow of queue people and then a constant flow of Fast Pass people. They're saying in this rumor that they would be able to get more than 50% more people through the attraction, because both lines will just be constantly moving all day long. If that's the case, go ahead. Build that over there in Soundstage 1. I'd be completely happy with that. It would probably increase my probability of getting on that attraction more. Because then I don't have to do, well, I don't have a Fast Pass, so I'm not going to wait in line. I'll do it next time. This way, I'll have a shot, possibly. Either standing in the line for something less than an hour, I hope, or getting a Fast Pass, because now there'll be more opportunity to do that. What do you think of something like that, Krista?
Hey, it sounds great to me. Anything that can help the with the crowd control, and, you know, I think, you know, it's true that the popularity of this attraction has not waned at all.
Yeah.
So it would be great. I would love to see that.
Yeah. Even the character meet and greet across is still very crazy sometimes. Sometimes the line is out the door.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's your rumor for this new show. We haven't had a really good rumor in a long time, and that I thought was a pretty interesting one. So,
yeah. Definitely. Well, over on the West Coast, we got some news from Randy Crane. Remember, you can visit Randy at faithinthemagickingdom.com. So he brought us lots of cool Halloween news this week. So speaking of Halloween fun, Malloween Luau is coming to Trader Sam's Enchanted Tiki Bar at the Disneyland Hotel on September 29th. So they're only allowing 100 guests per seating. They're going to get to enjoy this kooky seasonal party that includes beverages and eats, live music, and insider info with Imagineers and Disney cast members. Guests will also receive a special edition glass available only at the event. The second edition of the Zombie Souvenir Glass will also be available for purchase at the event before it goes on sale to the public the next day. Now, there are 4 hours to choose from if you want to do this party. You can go from 3 to 4 p.m., 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., 6 to 7, or 7:30 to 8:30. The fun will start on the patio with appetizers and two drink tickets, so you can choose from some different alcoholic beverages. And then you'll move inside for live entertainment and a Disney Tiki presentation by Walt Disney Imagineering. It sounds awesome. You'll also have a chance to meet some of Disney's concept artists and other special guests. When the party ends, you'll get a Jungle River Cruise Expedition bag that includes a Trader Sam Panama hat, a boxed special edition Malloween Luau glass with a dated stamp, a Trader Sam print on canvas, and a coupon good for 20% off at the adjacent Tangaroa Terrace. So guests can purchase up to two additional second edition zombie souvenir glasses. The cost on this package is $125 per person. That includes your tax and tip. So to reserve your spot, you just call 714-781-DINE. Really cool, interesting thing they're doing over there at Disneyland. What do you think about all this, Tony?
It sounds fun. It sounds interesting. Once again, I get sticker shock when they say it's $125 per person.
Yeah,
that's so
a lot.
A family of four, we're talking an extra $500 for some drinks and dessert.
It almost sounds like an adult event to me because it's kind of about the alcoholic beverages. And it's so small in there. I wonder how many people they're going to allow in each hour.
I don't know. It is very small.
Yeah.
I don't know. And if John Lasseter's there, then you can't get in. That's a story for another podcast.
Yeah, well, sounds like a fun event. If anybody gets to go that's listening out there, let us know how it was and how you liked it. So Randy also says, now that we're into the Halloween season, how is it even possible? That obviously means it's time to start thinking about Christmas, right? Holidays at the Disneyland Resort are returning November 13th and will continue through January 6th, 2015. More details will be released soon, but for now, we can expect returning favorites like World of Color Winter Dreams at Disney California Adventure Park. They're also having Disney Viva Navidad featuring Three Kings Day, January 4th through 6th. Over at Disneyland Park, they're going to have the Christmas Fantasy Parade, It's a Small World Holiday, Haunted Mansion Holiday, Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle, Believe in Holiday Magic, Fireworks Spectacular, and over at the Downtown Disney District, you can check out the Downtown Disney Winter Village and Olaf's Frozen Ice Rink. So that's what they've got coming up so far for Christmas that they've announced over at Disneyland. A Disneyland Christmas sounds amazing to me. I don't know about you, but
some friends of ours want to do that, go to Disneyland for Christmas. I don't see any mention besides Downtown Disney. I don't see Anna and Elsa invading their Christmas parade or their projection show on the castle. Well, they do it on It's a Small World.
Well, at least that they have announced. They haven't announced it yet, yeah, maybe.
All right.
They've got the ice skating rink for Olaf in Downtown Disney, but yeah, so
be prepared,
far.
Disneyland. I know you like your things the way you like your things. So be prepared to have your things all messed up by this Frozen thing. They're going to turn like It's a Small World into like an Arendelle.
Oh, my goodness.
It'll be a boat ride through Frozen Arendelle. A new overlay coming to It's a Small World in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. So, Tony, you got some Disneyland Paris news for us?
Sure do. There's a new game that's launched, and it's called Crusher's Coaster. And you can find this in the queue in Disneyland Paris. The game offers you a new interactive Disney experience while waiting in line for Disneyland Paris' most popular attraction. This simple game sees guests operating as Crush as you move him using your finger on your mobile device. Crush's Coaster, the game, is an interactive mobile game for your smartphone or tablet. It's available in French or English. Visitors don't have to download anything on their smartphone. They just use their little web browser to play the game. That's very interesting.
Nice, right? Because I love the Frozen stuff that they were doing or are doing with the Arusma app or whatever, but like I'm hesitant to download another app on my phone. I really just don't want to do all that. Yeah. It'd be cool if you could just play, you know, from your browser, like this one over in Paris. That's neat.
Or think of this. What did we do when we didn't have smartphones and we had to stand in the queue?
Wait.
Hold on. Wait, it's coming to me. We called it conversation. That's right.
Yeah.
Conversation with your family or your friends or maybe other people in the queue line. That's what we called that. Try that, kids. Conversation with your parents in the queue line. I dare you. Go ahead.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast Infotainment segment.
We're going to bring you some infotainment on top tips for doing Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. Now, we did this last year, but I think we have some revised things this year and some more info. Do you want to start us off, Krista, or how do you want to do it?
You go ahead. You go first.
Okay. All right. So the first thing on the list is arrive early. The party itself does not start typically until 7 p.m., but you can get there as well. If you're in the park, you're obviously there, so you're perfect. If you are going to the party separately, you can go like as early as 4 p.m. probably. Just make sure that you get your wristband. Some people who go early and then don't get their wristband. So if you do go early, make sure that you go to the turnstiles and you get your wristband for the day. Now, when we say you can go early, you can use, if you don't have ticket media for that day, you can use your Halloween party ticket to get in as early as 4 p.m. as well. So if you don't want to use a whole ticket going to the Magic Kingdom, you can go as early as 4 p.m. using your Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party hard ticket to get in. But please make sure that you get your wristband. Okay, next on the list, Krista?
So next, I think we should mention trick-or-treating because this is a really big deal. A big reason why people love this party so much is the trick-or-treating. Now, recently, Disney announced they have no less than 13 places where you can pick up candy. And what they're saying is what other people are saying is it's kind of light in the beginning of the evening. The cast members are kind of, you know, cautious not to give out all the candy. So they just give out a little bit. And then towards the end of the night, it gets crazy. Like they're able to just, you know, get rid of whatever they have. So they tend to give a whole lot away towards the end of the night. That's what I'm hearing. And the other thing is you can hit every place. Adventureland, Liberty Square, Fantasyland, Tomorrowland, and Frontierland. All of those places are going to have trick-or-treat stations. And I have heard that the best place for trick-or-treating is right there at Splash Mountain. Somewhere near Splash Mountain, there's like a place for trick-or-treating that's actually the best. Have you heard that before, Tony?
I haven't heard that. I've heard that usually the trick-or-treating trail between Tomorrowland and Fantasyland, you know, that one that goes by the train, close to the train, that little trail there is usually pretty popular. You know, it all depends on the cast members, too. You know, what their mood is like. You know, they're having a good day or a bad day.
You know. Right. And there's no limit to how many times you can go back to the same location and just keep getting candy. So,
And the other thing that I tell people, too, is you don't want to get all of this candy in the beginning of the night because you have to carry it around. If you're going on attractions or you're waiting for the parade or you're waiting for the castle show and you're walking around with this, you know, pillowcase filled with candy, it's going to get heavy after a couple of hours of dragging that thing around. And then you have to have some way to close it because if you're going on, mm-hmm. all the crazy rides, you don't want the candy falling out. So
yeah.
I usually tell people to do a lot of the trick-or-treating towards the end, and you'll get the benefit of not A, having to carry it around, and B, you'll be getting hopefully more candy than the people that went at 7 o'clock.
Right on.
Returning this year is Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas. Very popular characters. They are right on Main Street to the left by City Hall. They don't come out until 7 p.m. If you want to see them, either do it very early, I would say right at 7 p.m., or you're going to have to wait after the fireworks at like 11 o'clock or so. And these characters will have at least an hour line almost all night long. If you really want to see them, do it early or do it on your way out. I found that doing it on your way out, you can almost just walk up, get your picture, do the howdy doody, and then kind of, get out of there. If you're doing it early, make sure you do line up there, as soon as you get on Main Street.
Yes. For your costume, of course, you want to wear one. That's a, an important tip. You got to get in the spirit. You got to wear a costume. You do want to wear something lightweight, however, if at all possible. The heavier costumes can be really, really warm. Even though it's fall, it's still Orlando and we have tons of humidity here. It's still hot in October a lot of times. So, you want to try to dress in something lighter if that's at all possible. I know the better costumes are probably more elaborate and extravagant, but if there's a way you can buy a lighter fabric or something like that, it might be a good idea. You'll be more comfortable if you can do that.
Yeah, you don't want to dress as a Wookiee.
Right, exactly.
That would be bad. I have seen people. Okay, the parade for this party is only second to the Christmas parade, I think. That's my opinion. It's a really great... One of my favorite thing is the Grave Diggers, obviously. It's probably everybody's favorite. If you want to do this parade, I have a couple suggestions. One is try and stay off Main Street. I know everybody likes to see it right there. There's curves. You can sit. It's kind of nice. But it's usually very, very crowded. And if you're not there early to save your spot, you're probably going to be standing 2-3 deep. And you're not really going to be able to enjoy it that well. So if you can, find a different place somewhere, else. Maybe in Liberty Square is usually a pretty good place. You can get a spot and be right up to the rope. The other thing I would say is there's usually two parades. There's an early parade. That's the one for all the younger kids, the younger families. They can get it, see it, do it, get out of the park. Do the second parade. It is a little less crowded. I'm not going to say it's completely empty. It's just less crowded than the first parade. So that's my suggestions for the parade.
Yeah.
Any tips and there?
Well, look for Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope because they're brand new to the parade this year. Phineas and Ferb and the Creepa crew will be expanded to more of the parade route. And the parade times that I'm showing are 7:50 and 10:05. So what Tony's saying, the later parade is better and less crowded. And that usually is true for everything. And the Headless Horseman is a really big deal. He comes out at 8:10 or so for the first parade and 10:25 for the second parade. And a lot of people are talking about the Haunted Mansion float and how incredible that is this year. So just keep an eye for all of that stuff in the parade too. Yeah. So then also you don't want to miss the Happy Hollowishes fireworks. Now, this is, it's actually one of the best fireworks shows that Disney offers throughout the whole year. Depending on who you talk to, it's one of the best. And they do that at 9:30. So, definitely want to get a good spot for that. And then the Celebrate the Magic Halloween editions at 9:15. So that's the castle projection show that they do. And you get to see Ursula, this year. Who else? Maleficent. She, puts the thorns over the base of the castle and all that good stuff. And, she transforms into a fire breathing dragon. So where else are you going to see that but Celebrate the Magic? So don't miss that. That's an awesome, awesome thing to see there.
Yeah. One of my tips for the fireworks too is don't stand in front of the castle. I know
it's too close, right?
Yeah, I know that sounds stupid, but try to go maybe back in the new Fantasyland area, maybe somewhere by Beast Castle. There are also perimeter fireworks as well for this. Not like 4th of July crazy perimeter, but there are some things off to the side, so you don't have to be standing dead on. It'll also be way less crowded behind the castle than it will be in front of the castle. In front of the castle, call me crazy, but I swear it's 10 degrees hotter only because of everybody's body heat. There are sometimes that I can actually feel people's body heat, you know, because they're standing like right next to me. You know, I say people try and find a different viewing area besides the castle. And if you have to, you have to, right, fine. Maybe, you know, you do the early show from behind, and maybe you do the later show in front of the castle. Hopefully there'll be less people. Maybe you'll be able to, you know, get a better spot because the party's almost over, so at least you can stand there, you know, and wait longer. You don't want to be, you know, standing there for 2 hours while you can be doing things, so.
Yeah, well, and they have a reserve spot this year for people that attend that villain, extra villain party. Yeah, that they pay extra for. Mm-hmm. But apparently some people are saying that where they reserve that viewing is a little too close because it's right by the castle. So it's just, I guess, your preference. But if you have a favorite spot for the fireworks, it's probably going to be just as good for Halloween night or whatever, the Halloween party. So
see, now I thought they would have put them in that grass area where they use the fast pass.
Well,
there's probably no fast pass for the fireworks. I would have thought they would have put them over there.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe it changes around, but the people that I talked to that went, that's where it was. So,
you know, another area that gets overlooked is Tomorrowland Terrace.
Yes,
go stand there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a little bit of an angle, but hey, that's where they have the Tomorrowland Terrace fireworks from. Fireworks,
yep.
Party from. Can't be bad if they're going to have a party there, right?
Right.
So, they also have a villain show each night, I think twice. And once again, we're going to tell you, try and do the later show, just because obviously there'll be less people, and you have to be in front of the castle to see this. You can't be in the back of the castle unless you have X-ray vision. I don't know your seeing abilities, but this takes place right in front of the castle, so you'll need to be probably in front of the castle. And you probably don't want to be too far away. Yes, you could probably see from the Tomorrowland Terrace, but they're going to look pretty small. So, this was not that... I don't know if they've changed this up since last year. I'm going the 28th, so I don't know if they've changed it. I hope they kind of did.
Yeah, from what I'm reading, it's an all-new Halloween stage show, and the characters sometimes are coming down and available for meet and greets after the show. The show times this year, there's three of them, 7:45, 8:55, and 10 o'clock, but they are saying it's a little bit different, so that's cool.
Yeah. Now, I did hear you don't want to go to that first show. It's 7? Did you say it was?
7:45.
Yeah. If it's still light out, you don't want to go to that show. Wait to the second or the third show, because they do some castle projection stuff, and I've heard if it's light out, you don't see it. It's kind of, you don't really get the full effect. So I've heard that you should be going to one of the later shows when it's dark out. All right, what else is up there, Kristen?
Let's see. Also, probably we want to mention the... There's PhotoPass magic shots this year. You can have two magical shots taken of yourself with the hitchhiking ghosts. Now, this is only available during Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and the PhotoPass photographers will pose you in front of the Haunted Mansion, or in Liberty Square, or on the Adventureland Bridge. And it'll be after, you know, when you get home and look at your photos on the computer, that you'll see the hitchhiking ghosts have appeared. So that's kind of cool that they're offering a magic photo this time, too.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember them doing that before. Did they?
No. I haven't seen that done for a Halloween party.
Kind of a nice little new touch, I guess.
Yeah, that's very good. All right, if you have your dancing shoes, you can now go over to Club Villain over at the Golden Horseshoe. So typically over in this area, they used to have snacks and things over there for the parties, but now they've moved the party over there. So there's usually a DJ, there's usually some crazy, you know, dancing music and stuff, and there'll be some villains actually dancing out there. So this is also a good place to get up close and personal with some villains. This is not, you're not standing in line to meet and greet. They're just there to party just like you. You can get your quick selfie with them while you're dancing with them, but that's it. It's not a meet and greet. It's a dancing party kind of thing.
Yes.
Have you been with in the Golden Horseshoe? They, what was the last thing we were? Oh, the 24-hour event. They had the Pixar gang in the Golden Horseshoe. So yeah. They had Buzz and Woody and Jesse and Bullseye and all of them in there dancing in the Golden Horseshoe. And Woody was getting it on. He was dancing like a little madman in there.
Yeah, it's really cool. What a good idea to put everybody in the air conditioning. I guess this is the first year that they've done this club villain in the Diamond Horseshoe. And yeah, like you said, it looks like they have Cruella De Vil, Anastasia, Drizella, Lady Tremaine, all those cool people. So that sounds like a blast. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing new this year is Disney villains can be seen in meet and greet locations around the park. So just some tips for you. If you want to see Jafar, he's going to be in Adventureland. The Queen of Hearts will be near the Mad Tea Party, and Lotso is going to be near Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. So kind of your kind of thing, Tony, right? Almost like wandering characters, almost, right?
Almost. Let's not get crazy. Let's not get crazy. Listen, last year, me and Susan went, and the only thing we did was characters, parade, and fireworks. And let me tell you, we got lucky. We went to a cast member, because on the map, the regular map that you get at the park, it'll tell you where the character meet and greet spots are. But they don't tell you what characters are there. So you're like, well, I'm not going all the way over there if it's somebody I don't want to see, right?
Right.
So we went to a cast member who had a cast member map that said where the characters were. So that was like, oh, great. We had a list of, then we went, we took a picture with our camera, and we walked around, we almost saw every character in a Halloween costume. And that was our goal. And it was a lot of fun. I like to take... the characters that don't come out a lot, or only come out at the Halloween party, and B, I like taking pictures of the regular characters in their Halloween costumes. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, you know, Goofy. Having them in their Halloween costumes, I think it's kind of fun. It's kind of cute pictures, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Something different, you know.
Yeah, so try and hit up a cast member and see if they'll, you know, reveal to you the secret, you know, where the cast, where the characters really are.
Yeah. Well, and also, if I were to go this year, I would definitely look for the Cadaver Dance, because they're, you know, the barbershop quartet. And they're going to be, I would assume it would be like near Main Street is where they are.
Yeah.
But they're throughout the night. So I'm seeing 7:30, 8:40, 9:45, 10:40, and 11:30. I would definitely keep an eye out for them. And then also they have specialty treats available. Now, these are like the same ones that they've had in years past. So nothing really new and special. But I always like knowing what treats to look for, so I can go get pictures of them and stuff, if nothing else. So, like, if you go to Sleepy Hollow, they've got a spiced pumpkin waffle sundae. Main Street Bakery has cupcakes and cookies. Gaston's Tavern has ghost cupcakes. There's outdoor carts around that are going to have candy corn, cotton candy. So, candy corn, cotton candy. That's an interesting flavor of cotton candy.
Candy corn, cotton candy.
Yes, I think it's white, yellow, and orange. But I'm not sure what each layer tastes like. I'm sure they have it on DisneyFoodBlog.com, though, if you're interested in reading about the candy corn cotton candy. And then last but not least, the candy corn soft serve that you can get over at Storybook Treats if you like that soft serve ice cream. Yeah. So, and there's been mixed reviews on that. Some people really love it, and then some people are like, oh, it's nothing special. So if you want to do some homework and look up the candy corn soft serve before you try it, you know, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, just go for it.
Just splurge, right?
Yeah, nothing.
It's only Halloween once.
Exactly. If you were still playing the game, Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, don't forget to go over to one of the two places, Liberty Square or Town Firehouse, and get your special Halloween card. Now, these have been trading or selling on eBay sometimes as much as $50, I saw last year. So, if you don't play the game, go and get a card, because you never know. You can sell it on eBay and make a little, maybe make your ticket back, ticket price back, right?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what else do we have, Krista?
Well, that pretty much does it for me. Just to let everybody know, you can get there at 4 o'clock. They don't really advertise it, but you can get in for the Halloween party at 4 o'clock. So why not get there early? And also make sure you line up for Jack and Sally first if you're interested in seeing them, because they have a really long line all night long. Right, Tony?
Yes. My last tip, I guess, is this. Do parties earlier in the season, like September, like the first Halloween party. That is probably the least crowded party of all. And it's also cheap. The Halloween party on Halloween is sold out usually first. It goes in minutes.
Yes, it's sold out already this year.
Yeah, it's sold out already. Probably sold out the first day that tickets went on sale. So I always tell people, if you can, you know, come down in September, do the Halloween party kind of early in the season. Get it out of your system. This way it's not crazy crowded, because these things can be nuts. And also it's cheaper. It's cheaper. The closer you get to Halloween, I think it goes as close to like $80. And I just bought my ticket. So for a annual pass holder, I think I saved almost close to $10, I think it was this year. That's not too bad.
Wow, that's good. Yeah. And we didn't talk about the villain soiree. The new add-on package is very pricey, and a lot of people were really upset that you know, you had to pay all this extra money, and it's a hard ticket event, all that stuff. However, the gang over at Walt Disney World News Today, they went to the party and they loved it. And I asked them to come on the show, and they just haven't been able to schedule the time to talk about it with us. But they really enjoyed it. So if you want to see a good review, you can go to Walt Disney World News Today. And then I know they had the huge Disney Parks blog meetup, too. And I just haven't had time to look and see what everybody said about that. Have you, Tony?
Well, if you're going to go for free, you're going to have a great time.
Yeah, yeah, true. I wonder if it was the exact same thing. Or...
Yeah, I want somebody to pay for it and then tell me, you know, I want somebody to lay out the $99 and then say, yeah, I had a great time.
There we go. So if anybody would like to sponsor us, we'll go and tell you how good it is. So just let us know.
See, that wouldn't be the same. But then I'm going to go with his, well, I didn't pay for this, so I really don't care how bad it is.
You know. Right.
But if the WD and Tubby guys went and they actually laid out the money, I want to hear them say, you know, how good it was or how bad it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they thought it was worth $99, that's the key.
Yeah, I think they went at least twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Holy.
Yeah, so I think they really liked it.
All right. All right. Well,
so that's
$200 they can't get back.
So... Did you have anything else you wanted to add, Tony?
Nope.
All right. Well, we just want to thank you guys so much for listening. And we hope that you booked your Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party this year. And if not, at least you know you got some great tips for next year. And we'll see you in the parks.